We've got a lot of stuff to get to. We're coming to you from the Carter Subaru studio, streaming on Facebook Live. Let's get right to the big lead.
The big lead, Bizarro World.
Because in shocking, shocking new documents that have been uncovered by the SEC Insight.com website, great website that provides coverage, watchdoggery of the Seattle City Council, we now know the extent that the Communist Party is in control of local politics. And this is about as stunning a set of documents as you'll ever read. We'll link it up on our blog. But what SEC Insight has uncovered is how Socialist Alternative, which is not like the, you know, the socialist, democratic socialists like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they are, believe it or not, more moderate socialists. The ones, three of them, who have gotten elected to the U.S. Congress. But Socialist Alternative is a communist group. It's driven by Marxist principles. And what SEC Insight has obtained is a collection of internal documents from Socialist Alternative over the last 3 years. And as they write, it reveals the extent to which Seattle City Council member Kashama Sawant has handed over her council responsibilities to this Marxist organization. They tell her how to vote on items before the council. They tell her who to fire. And we're talking about city employees now. They tell her who to hire on the city payroll, all of which is in violation of city ethics laws. And as they point out, Sawant has never disclosed to her constituents that she has turned over her duties to independently think, to vote, to do what's best for her constituents. She will do only what is best for this Marxist organization. And I'm going to go through some of this for you. And I know that not all of you live in Seattle. In fact, most of our listeners do not. And so if you are affected by Seattle politics, then this impacts you. If you are far enough removed that Seattle politics doesn't directly impact you, you can just look and wonder at how far gone a city that was built on independent principles, on people who are self-sufficient, on the fishermen and the loggers that built this city, and how it has become one of the leading communist outposts in the United States. So let me get to these documents here. Socialist Alternative styles itself as adhering to strict Marxist principles. It's a revolutionary organization dedicated to the dismantling of the capitalist state. It believes that it is impossible to reform a capitalist state from within. It must be completely dismantled and replaced with a new economy and government, that being one based on Marxist principles. So, Socialist Alternative believes that existing police departments must be dissolved and replaced once a socialist state is established. Sawant sent a letter that they obtained to Democratic Socialist new Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And in it, Sawant wrote, "Finally, we must recognize that while we agree on many things, there's a fundamental difference between Marxism and social democratic politics. Socialist Alternative and I are fighting for a socialist world and recognize capitalism cannot be made to work for the working class. Social Democrats hope to create a humane capitalism, a feudal mission and fundamental error." So this is what we have embedded in Seattle city government. And yes, it says an awful lot about the brain dead people who have voted for Kashama Sawant on two occasions now. But Socialist Alternative calls Sawant's position a stronghold in enemy territory. That is a quote. They say that Sawant and the council office must be wholly accountable to Socialist Alternative. So I want you to understand the significance of this. A member of the Seattle City Council, whose sworn duty is to represent the best interests of her constituents, who voted for this nut job, she is not adhering to that commitment. She is wholly accountable to Socialist Alternative. Here's where things get even more troublesome, they write. In response to questions as to whether Sawant has been appropriately accountable and accusations that her council office has worked too independently from and at cross purposes with other parts of the Seattle arm of Socialist Alternative, Sawant has insisted that she is accountable to Socialist Alternative's Seattle Executive Committee. Not to her constituents, not to the voters, not to the best interests of the people. In one of the documents they obtained, Sawant writes, "I completely reject the idea that the council office is failing in any way to communicate to the Socialist Alternative Seattle Executive Committee, the SEC, or to be accountable to the SEC and the organization. As SEC comrades should be able to admit, council comrades take great pains to include and consult the full SEC. We err on the side of taking political questions to the SEC. There have been many instances where I've personally insisted that council comrades, meaning her co-workers in her council office, which is run by the Socialist Alternative, council comrades send advance notice to the Seattle Executive Committee to make all the leading members aware of a given political situation." So Sawant admits in these documents that her adherence is to a Marxist organization. You want some more? And by the way, I'll give credit again, sccinsight.com. They have all these documents. I'm only able to give you a fraction of what they've posted. In practice, Sawant's accountability to Socialist Alternative means that she has handed over significant decision-making to the organization, including how she votes on business that comes before the city council and the hiring and firing of government payroll staff in her office. Recently, the Socialist Executive Committee decided that Sawant would vote yes on the confirmation of Carmen Best as the city's new chief of police. This was controversial among Socialist Alternative members since it violates their principle against lending support to a police apparatus within a capitalist state. The executive committee was forced to issue its own statement describing why it voted to direct Sawant to vote yes. That statement admits that it violates their Marxist principles, but claims that it was necessary to stand in solidarity with Black community leaders who fought hard to have Best reinstated as a finalist for consideration. They also wrote, "We agreed that however Kashama voted on Monday, there would be widespread confusion over what it represented, but that a yes vote will likely do less damage to our longer-term ability to win over the Black working class and beyond to our ideas than a no vote would." Documents go on to point out that the Socialist Executive Committee voted to fire a woman named Whitney James Kahn, a Socialist Alternative member who had worked in Sawant's office since May of 2016. But she was on the city payroll. So you have a Marxist organization directing the firing and the hiring of employees that you and I pay for on the city payroll. They admitted that they voted to fire this person, and they said that it was to make room for other full-timer social alternative staffers who had been based in other cities, and they wanted to embed here in Seattle. Now, what does all this mean? Well, SCC Insight points out that there are multiple violations of the city's ethics code, including using an official position for other than the benefit of the city. And I think that's clear. That if she's making decisions that are best for a Marxist organization that wants to destroy capitalism, literally, instead of doing what's best for the city of Seattle, that's an ethics violation. She also is using city personnel for a purpose other than a city purpose. The employees in her office are working for the Marxist organization, not for the city of Seattle and the taxpayers. They tried to get Sawant. She turned down their interview requests. Nicole reached out to some people this morning, and Sawant and her husband, who is employed by Socialist Alternative, they are in India right now. Is that what we found out?
That's what I'm told.
Okay.
I think that's based on his social media posts.
Okay. So her husband, by the way, one of the only charitable donations that Sawant makes is to Socialist Alternative for, it's a range, but somewhere around $15,000 or $20,000. And then Socialist Alternative pays her husband around $15,000 to $20,000. So her only charitable donation is to herself. Just like a good socialist, right? They also do not use city-provided email accounts. They use Gmail accounts instead. That has likely violated city ethics code by disclosing confidential information to an outside party. So if they're writing about hiring and firing city employees on Gmail accounts to a Marxist organization, that would be a clear ethics violation, it seems. And on it goes. They also linked up a handy little pamphlet that Socialist Alternative has put together, a guide for all members. And this is where they talk about, and man, I tell you what, this is like reading any textbook cult document or pamphlet. But they talk about how to contact prospective members, how to groom them, how to, remember, you may be the only person your contact has met who agrees with their left-wing or progressive ideas. So you draw in their confidence, but then it's ready to become a member, still a contact, a supporter, but not a member. But then when you sign up new members, you got to bring up membership dues. You know how much the socialists want in membership dues for the people they recruit to this cult? An important aspect of membership is making a financial contribution to the organization through membership dues. This importance needs to be made clear so new members are conscious of the dues and start on the highest possible dues they can afford. We want to encourage, as a starting point, that members consider contributing 5 to 10% of their salary per month. Again, pure cult manipulations. But you draw somebody in, and if this poor dupe makes 50 grand a year and thinks that Marxism is the answer, then they would have to turn over $2,500 to $5,000 a year off the top to Socialist Alternative. It is shocking that, and I've been telling you for a long time, that Kashama Sawant is one of the stupidest public officials I've ever heard. When she opens her mouth, you can tell that there ain't any brain matter behind what she says. And now we know that there is literally no thinking behind what she says. She takes her orders from a Marxist organization. They tell her who to hire. They tell her who to fire. They tell her how to vote. They tell her to embrace only policies that work not for the city of Seattle, not for the people of Seattle, not for the taxpayers of Seattle, but that work for an organization that stated mission is to dismantle capitalism and to replace it with a socialist state, to take existing police departments and dissolve them until a socialist state is established. You want to know why the city has gone to hell? And by the way, it's not because of Kashama Sawat. It's not because of socialist alternative. It's because of idiots who have voted for this woman. It's because people who have never been able to see through. I exposed her as a charlatan when she was running the first time. I exposed her stupidity on the show, her vapidity, her inability to put any cogent thoughts together. That's why she won't do any more interviews with me, because I exposed her in the one interview that we did. But she's just a puppet. She's a mouthpiece. And she's got some really dangerous people controlling her and pulling the strings. And the people of Seattle, in her district at least, put her in place. You want to know why we've got a city that's being taken over by heroin, by homelessness, by drugs, by crime? Because it's all necessary to destroy the capitalist city that is Seattle. They are trying to destroy our city so they can rebuild it in their image. And so they have embraced every policy that they can to destroy the city. Again, I've told you all of this. I've told you that this is a very calculated effort to destroy our city. Now we have lots of documents that prove it. Again, thank you to the great work at sccinsight.com. The Seattle City Council watchdog website that uncovered all of these documents. That is why we've got the hellhole we have right now in what once was a great, great city. And if we don't fight back against this, if we don't take back from the Marxists, then shame on us. Absolute shame on us. That is your big lead for today.